national station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, we'll go.
Hello, Sheta. In our headlines and last conferences to prepare for the 2025 performance budgeting and other associated programs open in Yaoundé this Monday under the aegis of the Ministers of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, and the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Ousmane May. Out of Cameroon, at least 17 persons have perished after a landslide at a rubbish dump in Kampala, Uganda. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Enlarged conferences on performance budgeting and other corresponding programs open in Yaoundé today during an event to be co-chaired by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, and that of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Ousmane May. Prior to the event, Ngu Henry examines the expected result of the 10-day conclave in the following write-up.
Jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, the Budget and Commitment Plan conferences are a framework for presenting not only the budgeted programs in line with the orientations resulting from the notification of the budget envelopes, but also the structuring of the programs after the distribution of credits, building on the achievements of the enlarged conferences on budgeting, programming, and associated performance. The administrations will take into account all the observations and implement all the recommendations made concerning the preparation of their 2025 budget, ensure that by reframing their programming to the budget envelope allocated to their various ministries under the final medium-term budgetary frameworks, the major balances and strategic and orientation options decided upon during the budget orientation debate are not distorted or modified. The conferences that kick off this Monday will also ensure that the administrations have adjusted their resource chains in accordance with the level of resources allocated to them. The conclave that will last for 10 days is to better plan and program projects and investments in Cameroon from the year 2025 to 2028.
And in the meantime, officials of the Ministry of Public Works have been undergoing drilling exercises to better understand where to invest public funds and other funds from other sponsors in upcoming road construction projects, especially in the rehabilitation and building of earth road networks across the country. One of such exercises was a review of a series of regional workshops that brought together regional and local authorities and other stakeholders in road construction as well as road maintenance in Yaoundé, coordinated by the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganou Njumisi. In the following excerpt of an interview accorded by the Minister to Cameroon Collins George Kelong yesterday, he comes back to some of the instructions he has given to some of his collaborators at the level of the regions. Take a listen.
We have already discussed and agreed on a strategy to prolong the duration of F-Road. When an intervention has been done, the F-Road should at least remain trafficable for 5 years. A strategy has been defined. You commence by treating the critical points. First action, treatment of critical points. Second action, you treat the drainage, because water is the principal adversary of the route. Then third action, you work on the culvert and you work on the bridge to ameliorate the circulation. So with our strategy, we define how an engineer, how a company, how a technical team should behave when we talk of maintaining effort. The strategy note, we have to make known to everybody which intervene on the maintenance of the route, because one of the conclusions we received from the field after this regional workshop was that strategy note is not yet well known by the various stakeholders. The teams I'm proposing to dispatch again in the route network will work not only to consolidate the state of the route per region, national route, regional route, or communal route per region. What is their state? They will not only work for that, but they will also make this strategy note well known and to explain to all the stakeholders why they should respect the strategy note.
Elsewhere, a ceremony to commemorate the International Youth Day in Cameroon will be chaired this Monday by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Munira Futso, from 11 a.m. at the National Museum in Yaoundé. The event takes place under the theme Progress at the Click of a Mouse, Youth and the Digital Sector at the Service of Sustainable Development, and will feature the launching of youth consultation workshops organized within the framework of the revision of the National Youth Policy. In the meantime, Minister Mununa Futso will later today travel to Ebolova South Region, where he is expected to at 4 p.m. open the second phase of the National Civic Education Campaign. The initiative to cover parts of the South and Central Regions seeks to mobilize and sensitize citizens to be more committed to matters of community development and entrepreneurship. In perspective, the second ordinary session of the Central Regional Council will take place from tomorrow under the chairmanship of its president, Gilbert Chimievuna. The event that kicks off at 10 a.m. in the party hall of the Central Regional Council building in Yaoundé will run for 2 days. In news out of the country, at least 17 people are now known to have died after a landslide at a massive rubbish dump in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Rescuers continue to dig through the waste in the hope of finding more survivors of the landslide caused by weeks of torrential rain. The 36-acre Kizidi landfall is the only one serving the whole of Kampala, home to an estimated 4 million people. In sports, stars of sports, screen and music came together at the Paris 2024 closing ceremony to bring the 33rd Olympic Games to an end. Actor Tom Cruise descended from the roof of Stade de France to collect the Olympic flag as part of the handover to the American city of Los Angeles, which will host the next games in 2028 before departing on a motorcycle. In his closing speech, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach reflected on a sensational game. Meanwhile, the 2024 Paralympics will be held in the French capital from the 28th of August to the 8th of September 2024. The Paralympic team are off to France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games to be staged in Paris. The Cameroonian athletes who will be competing in three disciplines will train in France for 2 weeks prior to the start of the Games. Harrison Ashu Tiku sums up the appraisal of their first training sessions in Yaoundé in the following report.
The two taekwondo athletes, Dazi Marie Antoinette and Chemoni Tekam Gilan, that make up the Paralympic team of Cameroon are high-spirited after the first phase of their training in Yaoundé. Two-time African champion in the K44 to 67 kilogram category in Taekwondo, Dazi Marie Antoinette is the flag bearer of the team.
I'm not alone in that challenge. I can give all the best, what I can do better and enjoy it. I'm not stressed about that. I just have to enjoy and leave God do the job.
Mingle Tama Giselle Alet Mawe Fokao and Yves Noir Batifi, who will be competing in para powerlifting, short puts and high jump, train 2 times daily in the last 2 weeks prior to this Sunday's trip to Paris, as outlined by the coach of the powerlifter, Chifen Constance.
In the hotel, we do leave for reinforcement. We were going to GP Melin and ENGS. Manga Tama Giselle, she has been competing in para powerlifting at the level of Fenasud, where she has always been the champion. And we have been going for world championship. And the last competition we went was in Mexico, where she got gold medal for less than 73 kilograms. And in Commonwealth Games 2022, she came out fourth.
While handing Cameroon's flag to the Paralympic team this Friday, the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, stressed on the need for the athletes to put up a good performance in the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
And that's the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience.